أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولو شاء ربك لآمن من في الأرض كلهم جميعا أفأنت تكره الناس حتى يكونوا مؤمنين. وما كان لنفس أن تؤمن إلا بإذن الله ويجعل الرجس على الذين لا يعقلون. قل انظروا ماذا في السماوات والأرض وما تغني الآيات والنذر عن قوم لا يؤمنون. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayat number 99, 100 and 101 of Surah Yunus. In the last verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about Allah's forgiveness to the people, the community of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam. In these verses and the verses after this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about Allah Ta'ala's absolute wisdom, Allah's hikmah, and Allah says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ, if your Rabb, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, so desired, لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلُّهُمْ جَمِيعًا, then whoever is on earth, all of them, all together, would have brought iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat. That is, if it was the desire of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the fact that everyone, every single human had not brought iman in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows that that is not the desire of Allah Rabbul Izzat. It is the wisdom of Allah, and the wisdom of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is inconceivable. We cannot understand the wisdom of Allah Rabbul Izzat, but possibly and probably if everyone had been with iman, if everyone had been a mu'min, a believer, then man would have become complacent. The fact that we have iman, we have kufr, we have believers, we have disbelievers, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala creates within us that enthusiasm. Allah Ta'ala creates what we call that jazba within us to continue and to remain steadfast on our iman. Then Allah says, Afa anta tukrihun nas, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are you going to force mankind hatta yakunu mu'minin, until they become believers? Most certainly iman, hidayat is in the hands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Yes, we will make the effort, but that hidayat is in the hands of Allah, and Allah places hidayat in the hearts of whomsoever Allah Ta'ala so desires. A person can take a gulp of water, a glass of water, and put it down the throat of somebody else. We can take a morsel of food, we can put it down the throat of somebody else. But iman, how are we going to put iman in the hearts of others? That is the work, and that is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's side, that Allah Ta'ala grants iman to whomsoever Allah Ta'ala so desires. وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تُؤْمِنَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala now clarifies this. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that there is no soul, there is no being, أَن تُؤْمِن, that being brings iman, إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, but by the command of Allah, by the permission of Allah. That is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's priority, and at this point each one of us, we need to introspect and we need to look within our hearts and say to Allah, Allah, this iman you have given us, Allah, is your mercy that you have chosen us to become believers. This iman is not our doing, but it is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala had bestowed this iman upon us, and for this we need to make an abundance of shukr to Allah, that Allah Ta'ala had chosen us, and we also make dua that Allah Ta'ala causes us to leave this world in the state of iman with the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيَجَعَلُ الرِّجْسَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Together with iman, together with this heart that Allah Ta'ala has given us, Allah Ta'ala has also given us what is called aqal. Aqal is that discretion that Allah has given us, that perception that Allah has given us, that mind, that brain that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us. And like we will see in the next verse, Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us this whole world for us to look at, to ponder and realize that it is Allahu wahdahu la sharika la, that there is no deity, there is no God besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When a person does not apply his mind, when a person does not apply his brains and he does not look around him, then Allah ta'ala says, وَيَجْعَلُ الرِّجْسِ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala places rijs. Rijs means impurity, filth. Allah ta'ala creates filth in that person, عَلَى الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ, who does not understand, who does not apply his mind, who does not use his brain. Rather, that person uses that brain, that mind, that heart in arrogance and in opposition to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. قُلْ سَيَوْ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أُنْدُرُوا مَاذَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Look at what is in the skies, in the heavens, and look at what is in the earth. And from there you will see perfection, and that will mean the perfection of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَمَا تُغْنِي الْآيَاتُ وَالنُّذُرُ. Allah ta'ala says the signs that not avail them. The signs does not help them in any way. One nudur and the warners that Allah Ta'ala sends down does not have any application upon them. An qawmin la yu'minun. Who are those people? Those who have brought those who have not brought iman. That all of these signs makes no difference to them. Warner upon warner, Nabi upon Nabi had come, but they did not change and they did not bring iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sallallahu